It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to look this morning at one of the bigger questions facing the country this fall. It's an economic question, and it has political implications. The question is why employers have not been hiring, even though the economy has been recovering. The unemployment rate rose to 9.6% last month. NPR's Jim Zaroli spoke with business owners in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Cherry Hill lies just across the Delaware River from Philadelphia, a busy bedroom community crisscrossed by traffic-clogged highways. It's probably best known as the site of a large shopping mall. Over the years, lots of office parks and small businesses have sprung up in Cherry Hill.
When I run it through the plotter, it may be offset just a tad. You know,
at Signorama, a small sign franchise in a strip mall on Route 70, a salesman is discussing a job with a designer. The company's owner, Chuck Eldridge, says business fell off a lot last year, but now he's got a contract at a nearby military base, and he's making signs for a town revitalization project.
We have a lot of unique opportunities that I feel confident we can sustain the business we're doing now, and it's not bad, it's just not as good as it was a couple years ago.
What Eldridge isn't doing is hiring anyone new. If he needs new workers, there are contractors he can call, and he keeps a business card on his desk for a temporary work agency if he ever needs it.
It's not frequent. I sometimes grab that going, you know what, I almost need it, but we end up not needing it.
It's a refrain you hear a lot in Cherry Hill. Although the economy has improved somewhat, businesses are still getting by without more workers. The unemployment rate in Camden County was 10.6% in June, above the national average. Howard Needleman is a real estate developer and property manager who employs about 20 people. He got through the downturn without laying anyone off, but he's not doing the big projects he used to do.
Where I may have been spending $2 or $3 million a year in redoing spaces or upgrading buildings, I'm not doing that now. So where one of my major contractors may have been employing 10 or 15 people, and then he had subcontractors out there, that no longer exists.
Needleman has had to lower rents, and like a lot of people in the real estate business, he's seen his occupancy rate fall. So he doesn't expect to do much hiring.
I think we're all sitting back and waiting to see if the people are interested in running again, and I don't see that. We see that occupancy is going to continue to go down before it goes back up again.
Still, there are glimmers of hope. One of the town's biggest employers, a coffee company, is expanding, and a new hospital is being built. At Flying Fish Brewery, bottles travel down an assembly line to be cleaned and filled with beer. President Gene Muller says business was, well, flat for a while, but now he's hoping to expand.
We've been looking at that. Right now we are really tight for space. What we've been able to do is, in the interim, add some more part-timers. There's a lot of good folks out there now who've lost jobs, so we've been able to really, it's a pretty good pool of part-time folks. And
so what will it take to get you to make some of those new part-time people full-time?
Just to see that this good trend continues.
One thing that's holding him back is healthcare costs, which shot up 26% this year. And he doesn't think Washington is doing much to help businesses like his.
My confidence is kind of still a little shaky in that I want to see what happens with the elections. I think there's a lot of, you know, hand grenades or mud being thrown from side to side. And it's kind of like, that's not solving the problems.
Still, Muller has managed to survive the big downturn, and like a lot of business owners in Cherry Hill, he thinks the worst is probably over. But that doesn't mean he's ready to start hiring anytime soon. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.